I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sat7's program, You Are Not Alone, recently interviewed a Gazan refugee family who fled to Egypt for urgent medical care for their four-year-old daughter. Joe Willie with Sat7 says as refugees flee into Egypt from Gaza, they're meeting Egyptian Christians offering aid in Christ's hope.
As I see the role of Egypt in this situation, and especially the church that is, again, shining the light of the truth of God's word, it is reflected in a way that there is help for, say, a young girl. It is reflected in a way it is helping others who are in need. And I think it's truly showing that the church is making an impact in the culture of Egypt.
Please pray for refugees from Gaza to hear and embrace the gospel. More Chinese immigrants live in the U.S. than any other country. Bibles for China sees this as an opportunity to share the gospel with those who'd otherwise be hard to reach. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein.
One of the things that we're hoping we'll be able to do is to respond with a children's Bible to the diaspora.
In China, children's and youth ministry are strictly prohibited. Bibles for China plans to equip the Chinese church based in the United States with a new resource for outreach to immigrant families.
This children's Bible that we're considering printing and distributing through these networks gives us a unique opportunity to reach kids and quite honestly, maybe even parents who have never read the Bible.
Pray that Bibles for China follows the leading of the Holy Spirit and that many Chinese families come to know the Lord through the new children's Bible. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.